This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says his relationship with Governor J.B. Pritzker is not damaged after being at odds over hemp regulations. A bill backed by Governor Pritzker to regulate the sale of hemp products is dead for now in Springfield. Mayor Johnson did not want to see the bill pass, and hopes to instead pass regulations that would bring in revenue for Chicago. Pritzker had harsh criticism for the mayor, but Johnson says collaboration between the city and the state is not in jeopardy.
Here's what is most important. Our values are aligned. We're going to stand up for working people. That's critical because we do know that we have a hostile federal government that is not aligned with the values that we have in the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois.
Johnson says he supports placing age limits on the sale of hemp products to prevent children from buying it. In other City Hall news, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he plans to stay on leave from Chicago Public Schools despite criticism that it's a conflict of interest. Johnson is no longer a CPS teacher, but is technically on leave and could return. It was recently revealed that CPS warned Johnson that might be a conflict, since he could benefit from a teacher's contract, he has influence over bargaining. But Johnson is adamant that he won't be resigning and shifted the focus.
There are firefighters that are on leave that are part of the city council that vote on their budget. There are police officers that are on leave, a part of the city council that vote on the budget. I don't get a vote in this particular budget, so there is no conflict of interest.
Alderman Nick Spezzato, a retired firefighter, says he does not think it is a conflict for Johnson or his colleagues who remain on leave from police and fire departments. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation may soon get their Northern Illinois land back, thanks to a measure that passed out of the Illinois House yesterday. The land encompasses Shabana Lake State Park. The more than 1,000-acre area used to belong to Chief Shabana until the government unlawfully sold it to white settlers when the chief was visiting relatives in Kansas about 175 years ago. Democratic State Representative from Chicago, Will Gazzardi, says it's about time the legislature passed this bill.
The answer is to look our past square in the eye. The good stuff and the bad stuff. And when we recognize that we've done wrong as a nation, to see it, to own it, and to find some way where we can make it right.
The measure now awaits the governor's signature. The Inspector General for Chicago Public Schools says during the last 3 years, at least half of players on basketball teams at Kenwood High School were fraudulently enrolled and should not have played. Residency issues on Southside High School's teams came to light last year when 5 players and 3 coaches were ruled ineligible right before a playoff game. But the Inspector General's annual report reveals the problems were widespread. Some of the players lived in the suburbs and were on a club team run by Kenwood coaches. Amber Nesbitt is the interim Inspector General.
The players who were recruited and, you know, didn't live within the school's boundaries took opportunities from students who otherwise, you know, were properly enrolled.
CPS's audit unit is now examining sports teams across the district. Some more things you should know today. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will be on the witness stand for a second day today in his federal corruption trial. Madigan's decision to testify in his own defense came as a surprise and a high-stakes gambit. Madigan delivered a point-by-point rebuttal to the federal case against him that he allegedly placed allies in no-work utility jobs while those companies sought his backing on legislation. Did you ever trade your public office for private gain? Madigan was asked by his lawyer. The answer? No. Madigan also shed new light on his childhood, talking about growing up in a Marquette Park home where he said his parents never told him they loved him. He said his father was a one-time alcoholic with anger issues, but credited him with instilling in him the value of hard work and attention to detail. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has joined a U.S. Justice Department lawsuit against 6 large corporate landlords for participating in an alleged rent price-fixing scheme that has harmed millions of renters across the country, including in Chicago. The lawsuit alleges the use of a software algorithm from a company called RealPage is a violation of antitrust law, and that it is used by landlords for properties in Chicago's Loop neighborhood and dozens of others across the country. In addition to Raoul, the attorneys general from 9 other states have also signed on to the complaint. Chicago Bears president Kevin Warren says he is confident the team can attract a quality head coach, despite a season filled with turmoil. He points to the Bears' cap space and draft capital, as well as the fact that they now have a franchise quarterback in Caleb Williams, as reasons a coach would want to come to Chicago. While this is already the fifth head coaching search in Chairman George McCaskey's tenure, this is the first since Warren joined the team. Today's weather, we're expecting cloudy skies with the high reaching the mid-20s. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly sunny skies but similar temperatures. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.